This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN. This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
RJ's working. He's just voiceless. Could you put his face up on a TV?
Didn't we go through all the trouble of having you connect to Zoom to that particular computer?
You want me to sit in Dave's lap? That would be nice.
Get up.
Is that what you want? You want two guys?
Go right over there and share the mic.
Is that what you want?
Go for it.
Give me all your money. No, I don't.
Give me all your money.
I don't like.
This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
I feel like I'm being violated right now, just verbally.
I could violate you if you'd like.
On 98.7 ESPN.
Welcome to the 9 o'clock hour where the tension drama are high here at 98.7 ESPN. DiPietro Rothenberg with you. You all right?
Are you all right?
I had some beautiful egg bites.
They're delicious, hot, fresh off the out of the little oven.
I feel badly, though.
Why?
Because you had to go down three times for the egg bite.
Yeah, it was my own fault. I forgot the phone the first time.
Yeah, but I still can feel badly. This
crowded
portion,
today, packed.
Really?
Packed.
Because you don't usually go down at this 9 o'clock hour.
Right, it means you're there 7, boom.
You forgot the phone?
Well, no. They forgot the order. I went down, the two drinks ready. It's clearly says on the order that Cassie made, because I'm incapable, that she ordered egg bites. No egg bites.
Awful.
So I came back
up. So you can mulch, but can't
mulch
a Starbucks order.
You're underselling my mulching.
You can.
If you drove by my house.
You're the Bo Jackson of mulching.
If you drove by my house, you would knock on the front door and say, I want whoever mulched your front yard.
Really?
It's that
now,
good.
Are you available for hire?
At this rate, after that meeting we just had, probably.
Really?
Yeah.
So if someone swoops in and says, we'd like to hire you as our full-time mulcher.
I don't know if it'd be full-time. I'm an artiste. And I put just the right amount. I don't skimp. Like, it's going to last.
You're generous with your mulcher.
Generous.
Master mulcher? This portion of the show is driven by the All-American Ford Auto Group, number one volume Ford group in the Northeast. Huge locations in Paramus, Hackensack, Old Bridge, and Point Pleasant. Shop allamericanford.net. That, in fact, is allamericanford.net. We have another chance to qualify to potentially win the Bronco later in this 9 o'clock hour. That is a Raymond RJ question from today's show. That does not involve
it. That's a listener retention question.
A listener retention.
Yesterday was what you
hands.
Call your hands.
What do I call them?
Visual weapons.
Visual weapons.
Yes. Visual weapons.
See, I don't remember everything so well.
And also, they can fart. Really well. I'm not saying that I want to be on TV, but the people really do miss out a lot. You went around the world.
No, I can do it with this grip or that grip.
Wow. That one's better.
That's a better grip?
And then right hand bottom's a better grip.
Right. I can go like a clapping, like if you clap and you close together,
right.
Do that, mm-hmm. Or an interlocking.
Wow.
Also that way.
Different sounds. There's more bass.
Is more
to
bass
that. Yeah.
To the second one.
Yeah.
And then I can go. You can go up and around. See, he could die.
Oh,
you're right.
You see what I'm battling through for you?
You really are a warrior.
I can't get rid of this.
A warrior. All right. So LeBron, there's no way. He said it last night. Let's take a listen. That this could be it. Here's LeBron after they get swept away, and he was great last night on his future.
We'll see what happens going forward. But I don't know. I don't know. I got a lot to think about, to be honest. And just for me personally, going forward with the game of basketball, I got a lot to think about.
Now, you seem to think, we discussed this earlier, that this is kind of a whole ploy to get them to do what it is that he wants. But maybe I'm just gullible. He sounds like he's very uncertain with what
his
plan is. Yeah,
stop.
Stupid?
Well, no, I don't think it's stupid. I mean, I'm sure there's lots that he wants to think about.
No, but
I think
it's stupid on my part for thinking that there's any chance that he will retire.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think he'll retire.
Unless his foot is way worse than anyone knows.
But I hear that, and maybe I'm just gullible. It sounds genuine that he's going to consider it. I don't think he will. I think he'll come back, but that to me sounds legit.
Just got swept.
Yeah.
Right? Gave you, I mean, he
Must
laid
be
it.
Dead tired, right?
Well, he's exhausted.
Yeah.
Right? He's playing through a foot that needs surgery. He gives you 31 in the first half. I mean, 9 in the second half. Was that just I mean, was part of that just being worn out, fatigue? At some point, just hoping that Anthony Davis would be the guy you need him to be? Which, I mean, you never know what you're going to get with him.
He's frustrating as all can be.
He frustrates the hell out of me. Dude, I think it, and not even joking, it took them, LeBron James has a finite amount of time to win another championship. He locked himself into a contract where he is a Laker next year and has a player option the year Bronny is going to get drafted. So he has the freedom to decide where he's going to play because he wants to play with his son. But he still, for one more year, has to be a Laker. So does he want to waste that year? No. He wants to put, because usually what happens with him, how he does this, and he's smart, is that he'll set up his deal where he always has maximum leverage, because the last thing any team wants is him to leave in free agency. So if he's unhappy, you know, and he'll wait to do the deal, so there's maximum pressure until he sees them do what he wants them to do, then he'll commit. He's already committed. He's already committed to next year,
right?
If he comes back, which I think he will. So what do you want to do? We need help. D'Angelo Russell is not the guy. AD, because he's always injured and just sometimes just not interested, we need something else. And you saw how hesitant they were to get rid of the 2027 pick. It was like pulling teeth.
Yeah. And, so, and they did well. I mean, bringing
well.
In Reeves and Hachimura, and they did really well setting this up to have a chance to go places.
Yeah, to go from where they were to all of a sudden they're in the Western Conference Finals, but they need more.
They did very well.
So is this, now I want to make sure I put some pressure on because we could use Kyrie or whoever else it ends up being, because I only have how many years left? If I want to play with my son, there's no guarantee that the Lakers are going to draft my son. So is this the last, will this be the last year we'll have a legitimate chance?
So he can opt out after next season,
though. It's a player option.
Yeah. So if he opts out, he can sign whatever kind of deal,
wherever his
kid goes. Right. That's, you got to figure that's his play.
Okay, so how much, yeah, right. So, but how much of this is, okay, I'm this could be my last year as a
Laker. So you're going to get one more year with the Lakers. So do the Lakers bend over backwards to try to win in just one season where they know there's no more LeBron after that?
That's what he wants to find out. How willing are you to be to do what's necessary?
Let's go to Dan in Jersey. Is this Djibouti Dan?
This is Djibouti Dan. Good morning, guys. Shout out to the company.
Have you checked on RJ? RJ's unwell. Have you checked on him?
I have checked on him. I hope he's doing better. RJ, you're going to get through this, and you're going to be good June 1st. Lock it in.
Will you be there June 1, Djibouti Dan?
I will be there June 1, and I have a proposition for you.
Oh.
Me and you, Dave, animal making noise off.
No, I don't do it for competition. I do it for love.
You know, yeah, listen, Djibouti Dan, he's not trying to impress people. It's just, it's who he is.
Yeah. But I appreciate the efforts. What do you got today, Dan?
I will say, after LeBron being eliminated last night, which I am absolutely thrilled about, I'm not a big LeBron guy, I truly don't think he is the go-to the NBA. And I say that because Jordan won 6, and you didn't hear all this drama around Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan just went out there, played basketball, and is the greatest of all time.
Right, you didn't hear about Michael Jordan. It wasn't on the back page of every paper that he went down to Atlantic City, right? It wasn't a big deal? Or did people think that he left the NBA to pursue baseball because he was in gambling trouble? You didn't hear any side things with Michael Jordan?
Well, you hear that, but I don't, like, just Michael Jordan is just so up there on a pedestal, and I never watched him play. But, like, watching highlights of him compared to watching highlights of LeBron, like, Jordan doesn't get blocked on that last shot last night. I truly don't believe
Jordan's
that.
Jordan's not playing at 38 years old.
At 38 years old, Dan, he was playing irrelevant basketball
with
the Wizards.
With a foot that needs surgery.
Do you understand the age of LeBron James right now?
Do you understand that LeBron James went to 8 straight NBA finals, right? 8 straight NBA finals.
And he lost about 4 of them.
Okay, so you're one of those guys that's of the opinion it's better that you lose in the Eastern Conference Finals and not get to the NBA Finals then.
Because if you are,
I'm probably going to hang up.
That's awful. Come on, no. Dan. Be careful with what you say here. Would you rather lose in the Eastern Conference Finals? Are you a Knicks fan?
I am a Knicks fan.
All right, so would you have rather the Knicks lost to the Celtics in the Eastern Conference Finals or lost to the Nuggets in the NBA Finals?
Lost to the Nuggets in the NBA Finals.
So why is that any different with LeBron?
Exactly.
He scored the most points in the history of the
NBA.
Oh, right, because he scored the most points in the history of the NBA. He's 38 years old, playing his 20th NBA season. Look at the amount of playoff games he's played.
And I have zero issue if you call us and say Michael's better than LeBron. Not one. I think it's fair. I think he probably is better. Right. I still would go Jordan over LeBron. But this take of LeBron, you know, like, why do you have to chop down LeBron to prop up Michael.
Because that's how people...
But I don't understand. Why can't you say they're both out of this world great, Michael a little greater, or LeBron a little greater? Why does it have to be, well, LeBron didn't do this, and LeBron didn't do that, and LeBron had this mistake? Like, why?
Well, because that's how you make your case, right?
No, I think I think some people do. I think
when it's that close, I mean, that's what you would do. You're going to try to chop down the person that's considered the second best or whatever you want to, whoever, like Kobe, whatever you want to, whoever your best player is. But I think the clear debate is LeBron and Jordan. Do I think it's a fair comparison? Probably not. I think the fair comparison for LeBron would probably be Magic, game-wise.
He's better than Magic.
But game-wise. Like, I don't think that LeBron and Jordan are the same kind of player.
Well, Jordan was a scorer. LeBron is, it's weird to say, not a scorer. Like, he's the all-time leading scorer in the regular season and the postseason.
Right,
but I look at him as a
scorer-first
guy.
Like, I think if you asked him what he would rather do, was just he'd rather facilitate.
Yes.
He's like a 6'9 point guard.
And Magic was not a great defender. LeBron is an unbelievable defender.
And so was Jordan.
Unbelievable defender. Yeah, I think that's a better comp, but I think he's far, and I love Magic, far superior to Magic Johnson.
Which is why when you start having this conversation about, Mount Rushmore, greatest of all time, and I think with the longevity has to be a part of this. It has to be. You can't make an all-time great argument and not have longevity included. That as good as Kobe was, and I think Kobe was great, I think the top two for me personally are Michael and LeBron. I'm a Michael guy, but I'm not going to shout you down if LeBron's your guy.
No. And the same, flipping it around. Like, there's no wrong answer here. If you start to say that, Ginobili, then that's different. But, realistically, if you think that Kobe, I don't think so. I think that's kind of silly. I think it's those two.
And Kareem.
Kareem. The thing is, Kareem's early career was absolutely dominant.
He was unstoppable.
He never lost. Can you put Bill Russell, Will Chamberlain? I don't know.
Well, you always hear with Bill Russell, greatest winner of all time.
Because that's all he did is win.
That's all he did was win.
And one in college, one in the NBA as well.
One as a coach.
Just everything he did, he won. Let's go to Ray in the Bronx. Good morning, Ray. You're on 98.7.
Good morning, fellas. Shout out to the company. All right, the last caller, Dave, that you had a retort from as to, we heard plenty of things about Michael Jordan off the court, and I want to start by saying disclaimer. I like LeBron. I think he's one of the greats.
Well, I don't know how you could. Like, honestly, if you called up and you said, "I don't think LeBron is one of the greats," I think we'd probably have to say goodbye, right?
Yeah, correct. I think you should hang up on me if I said that because it would be where they're hanging up on a person for. But we never had an issue as to Michael's game on court, which I think society by large has questioned LeBron's, meaningful plays, a pass in a critical time, and I respect the fact that LeBron made the finals more, but we knew one thing about Jordan. If he made it, it was lights out, period. If he was in the big game, in the biggest moment, he'll always be the biggest entity. We always question that about LeBron. So he's going, in my mind, to be second to Jordan in that sense, is that he made it more, but when he made it, he didn't control it. If they put Jordan on the stage, he undoubtedly performed each time. And that's big to me, at least.
Michael's awesome. I'm not going to say, and I don't have one disparaging word to say about Michael Jordan. And I would still go, and it pains me to say because I couldn't stand him, I would still go Jordan over LeBron.
Jordan was a stone cold killer, man. I think the mentality is different. I do. Like, I don't think LeBron James and Jordan I don't think LeBron has the same kind of killer, like where he has to go make things up about other players. Like, just watching, the Last Dance. Like, and seeing, I don't even know how you would describe it. Like, Jordan's mentality. He doesn't just want to beat you.
No, he wants to beat you into submission.
Yeah, right. That it's just, it was special. And, LeBron is...
LeBron is also special.
Yeah, special. I mean, that's an understatement. How many players with the kind of hype that he had have been able to answer the bell.
We'll see what this new kid does with that similar hype.
Yeah, right. But come on, man. Whoever drafts him would sign on for LeBron's career in a heartbeat for what LeBron's done for this game.
Of course they would.
But I just think, when you look at the biggest differences, I really think part of the bigger difference that you notice is, and I'm one of the people that don't hold it against him. LeBron James wants to make the right basketball play. Like, there are, I play with guys like this in hockey that are more than capable of scoring goals if they wanted to, but they would rather, like, they get more enjoyment, I guess, out of making the perfect play or the nice pass.
Right.
Like, Sidney Crosby is like, I would, my comparison for LeBron James would be, NHL-wise, would be Sidney Crosby. Like, Sidney Crosby can do anything and everything. But Sidney Crosby's mentality was, I'm going to make the players around me better. Like, I would rather make the nice pass than score the goal. But when he decided, listen,
I'm going to lead
the league in goals, he led the league in goals because he was that good. Like, Sidney Crosby is, and there was always the question, well, how come?
And is a great winner?
That was the difference, though. Like, Ovechkin and Sidney Crosby, how come Sid won before Ovi? Because Sid does everything you need to
everything
win.
Everything you need.
Like, the best analogy I heard for Sid, he's like a superstar grinder. Like, he has the mentality of a guy who's going to go out there and do all the other stuff, he's also one of the most talented players you've ever seen in your life.
It's true. I mean, that's kind of what he was. Corinne in Manasquan. Corinne, good morning. Important question you have on your mind. What's going on?
Yeah, very important question. But before I get to that, Rick, how would you feel about being the full-time Moultrie at NTU?
The full-time what?
Moultrie at Nazareth.
Oh, I'm in. The campus will never, I mean, would look so beautiful.
Well, before, let me negotiate for him, though, Corinne. What kind of salary are we looking at?
I'd say at least, well, it's not going to be $1 million a year, but it'll probably be around, you know, 100K at least.
Unbelievable.
Everyone.
She just took a shot.
Was that a shot,
Corinne? That was a shot.
You didn't catch that?
Well,
I didn't mean for it to be a shot, but like it had to be said, you know?
Yeah, I understand. He's very sensitive. I'm sorry for that. So what's your big question today?
This is your fault, you know.
So I wanted to know, are you going to be bringing fruit to the tailgate?
I hadn't thought about it. You really are. You have some real deep-seated problems. I'm going to say no, Corinne. I'm going to tell you why I'm not. Because now I'd have to transport the fruit from my house to Publicans to the train, the train to City Field.
No, she just said on June 1st that she's going to be at Publicans. Just bring the fruit to Publicans.
She said,
yeah, I mean, this could be a big time deal for Vladimir, too, you know, because it really jumpstart his business.
But now I got to come. I'm not going to stop and see Vladimir.
Send a car
in
for Vladimir. Send a car.
No. And you know what, Corinne, thanks for the call, and we look forward to seeing you next Thursday. Quite frankly, Vladimir's fruit, according to you, has not been great lately.
Nah, he's been on a downtick.
So, no.
Well, how about you? Maybe you see if Vladimir wants to franchise the business and you open a fruit cart right in Manhasset.
Oh, maybe I tell Vladimir, shut down the 67th and Columbus business one day. Get out there. Could be a fruit-loving...
new luxurious business.
Right?
In Manhasset.
Plandome?
Right there by the train. All sorts of traffic.
I like it.
Nice, delicious fruit.
I like your thought. All right. Raymond, let's go.
Now.
See ya!
Bang! Touchdown!
Rebound score!
The sh** you missed.
Well, Raymond, before you start, I'm getting word via the company... they plan to have a lot of fruit on 6-1.
Yeah, because they want to appease you because you're a big, giant, hairy baby that needs to have everything perfect. Otherwise, you get upset and quit or leave.
Okay.
Right.
Well, I need to be catered to.
You're high maintenance.
Yeah. All these things can be true.
You're like a diva.
No.
Is there any fruit that you don't want so they know? Because they had to have the perfect M&Ms last time in the setup and the Giants game was on.
Yeah, but it kept buffering. It was very upsetting.
That's what you get to look forward to.
Coming to somebody else's phone.
YouTube TV.
Yeah.
Have you done that yet? Only a couple days left.
June 6th.
June 6th is the cutoff?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I will absolutely have it done. Promise you. Go ahead, Raymond.
We spent a lot of time talking about LeBron James this morning. By the way, the Denver Nuggets, they're off to the NBA Finals for the first time as a franchise. They swept LeBron's Lakers, series MVP Nikola Jokic, collected his playoff record, 8th triple-double of the postseason.
By the way, and I didn't even mention this earlier, he came in, he was talking about stuff over the summer, our management, John Winter.
Esteemed program director. Is that what he is?
I don't know, really. I don't know his title.
The boss.
Management. Boss, right? He came out with the worst tweet. I woke up to it this morning. I went to urinate. Middle of the night.
Yeah.
Urinate. I
should have
urinated on my phone with this text. He said Jamal Murray should have been the series MVP.
I don't know why you let his text bother you.
It's such an... Rick, it's such a terrible...
Just brush it off.
Did you call him out on this during your little discussion just now?
No, but I forgot about it. But when you mentioned it,
I think we scared him off.
Yeah.
I see.
I think so.
The Nuggets will play the Celtics Heat winner in the finals, game 1, on June 1st.
You mean they'll play the Heat?
Most likely the Heat. You can hear those games right here on 98.7 ESPN.
Next month, you can hear those games right here on
That's
98.7
correct.
ESPN.
That's correct. The Ooh, Milwaukee
it's
Bucks.
Almost?
I know, it's crazy.
It's going to be June before you know it. The Milwaukee Bucks plan to meet with former Raptors coach Nick Nurse, Warriors associate head coach Kenny Atkinson, remember him, and Toronto assistant Adrian Griffin this week, sources told Woj. In the NHL, the Panthers lost Alexander Barkov, but still won Game 3 over the Hurricanes, 1-0, take a 3-0 series lead, 32 saves from Sergei Bobrovsky. The Panthers will go for the sweep tomorrow in Sunrise. Any thoughts on that, Rick?
What, the sweep?
Yeah, the sweep.
Ooh.
Conference finals have been kind of anticlimactic.
All one-goal wins. I don't know, Carolina, these games have all been so close, but Bobrovsky's been so good. Carolina has got so much fight left in them. I could see them potentially maybe winning.
Come on.
Winning one game and bringing it back to Carolina.
Say they win the whole thing.
Who?
Carolina.
No.
Come on.
I would never say that.
Show some you know what's. Come on.
No, I'm not going to show any. No, I'm showing you my you know what's.
That's not showing me.
Yeah, it is.
Please don't.
I'm not going to make up stupid takes for no reason.
Please don't poke that bear.
It was a great take.
Pull it out right now.
It just didn't hit. It was a good take.
No, it was a terrible take. It just didn't hit.
They won the next game and then they went overtime in the following game.
Terrible take. Dave, so they were going to win the Stanley Cup.
Well, I was wrong. Not always right. I said the Nuggets were going to win this whole thing, and I got laughed at.
There it is. You broke this news earlier in the show, Dave. You should be applauded for it. After an offseason in which he requested to be traded, Austin Ekeler, staying with the Chargers, close to $202 million in incentives added to his deal for this season per Adam Schefter. A lot of NFL news yesterday. The NFL has approved flex scheduling for Thursday Night Football with some parameters. TNF flex scheduling can only take place between weeks 13 and 17 through 17 this season. Only two flexes are allowed, and they must be done with 28 days of advance notice. Teams cannot play more than two Thursday night games all season.
So some teams cannot play Thursday night games, correct?
Looks that way.
Okay.
But 28 days of advance.
Do you know how much Amazon is paying for
What does Amazon get? Just Thursday? They don't get a playoff game or anything?
Well, I don't know about the playoff schedule, but just, I mean, what they're paying with the...
Now, is this per year?
It's an 11-year deal.
11-year deal. I'm going to say $1.5
billion. For what? For all 11 years?
Yeah. Is it way more?
Are you joking?
$9
billion. $1 billion a year.
Is it $11
billion? Yeah, it's an 11-year deal, about $1 billion a year.
Oh, my God.
It's good to be the king.
Well, you got to think about that. Peacock paid $110 million for one game. Playoff game.
For one game.
And you wonder why Goodell makes all that money.
Does he make like $60 million a year?
I don't know if it's 60 net. I mean, remember he had the new deal?
If it's not there yet, it'll be there soon.
So Roger Goodell, at one point it was at 60, and then they brought it back. And
so Roger Goodell is worth
$350 million.
He makes
more than the players. Yeah.
He does his job well. NFL owners also approved the emergency third QB rule. That's back. The rule applies only to the quarterbacks who are on the team's 53-man roster. Practice squad players are not eligible to be emergency QBs, not even if they are elevated for that week's game. The 2025 NFL draft has decided on its location, and that'll be Aaron Rodgers' former home of Green Bay, Wisconsin.
That's cool.
Well, Winthrop doesn't like this one, too. Isn't this his other take?
That's the one he didn't like?
I don't know. He made it was a choose-your-own-adventure. He sent those two stories.
He never followed up.
I love one of these. I hate one of them. And then RJ followed up with, which one do you love? Crickets.
Crickets, yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know.
Tom Brady. See that news?
Yeah, he's going to be a minority owner.
Yeah, they finalized the deal, right? It's happened. He will not have say over any major decision making regarding the Vegas Raiders.
We don't have any idea of how much money he's put into this.
It's not money. He's not paying money.
What is it?
He promised Mark Davis that he'd get the same haircut to make it cool.
that's funny.
Isn't he involved with the Aces as well?
Yeah.
So,
imagine that if he just showed up at the press conference and they both had the same.
He wouldn't do it. You could not.
I swear, Gruden. Remember the opening press conference with Gruden.
Well, Gruden's hair was always up for question as well.
Yeah, but it looked like they purposely looked like they had the same haircut.
It's like Dumb and Dumber 3. if you offered you can have 10% of the franchise to Brady, but you have to have your hair like Mark Davis's, I think he'd say no thank you.
No.
Absolutely not.
10% of that franchise? No, of course you would.
He'd say no thank you.
Doesn't matter what his hair looks like. He's Tom Brady.
He's positioning himself. Well, you wait. Before it's all said and done, Brady's going to have chief control over the Raiders.
Of course.
It'll all happen. For the second time in another week, a bird has died at an MLB ballpark. Did you guys see this?
Yeah, it was a ground ball that hit the bird, right?
Well, earlier this week, it was Zach Gallen. He mirrored Randy Johnson. He accidentally killed a bird last week. And Will Brennan of the Guardians hit a hard grounder, accidentally killed a bird wandering on the infield grass in the second inning of yesterday's 3-0 victory over the White Sox.
The run will kill a living thing. Forget the damn bird! Run! Run!
That's all I could think of.
But here's the thing.
I caught a bird in a lacrosse stick once.
How?
Intentionally?
It flew in the house.
It just got stuck in there.
I caught it.
Yes, all right. So yeah. you were saving your family.
Yeah, and it was outside just trying to catch the bird.
You were playing lacrosse and a bird ended up in there.
Like Lenny?
I don't know if it was Gallen or Brennan. One of them sent an apology tweet to PETA.
It was Brennan.
Why? Well, he didn't do anything.
He's upset.
He's very upset.
He doesn't want to get in trouble for killing the bird.
Who cares? It's a rat with wings.
He didn't do anything wrong.
He killed the bird.
Unintentionally.
Well, he felt bad about it.
You could feel bad. Maybe you
should take a page out of his book.
Are we sure he actually felt bad, or is he just kind of doing that tongue-in-cheek?
This is CYA, maybe.
Well, what kind of bird was it, though? It wasn't an endangered species.
No, it's not like he killed a bald eagle.
Right? A little bit different. What was a bald eagle? Final story. PGA Championship
hero. Remember when James Paxton had the eagle land on him? You remember that?
Yeah, he didn't kill the eagle, though.
No, in Seattle.
Yeah, right. He had the eagle land on him.
Yeah.
Why don't we kill the eagle?
We all had a laugh.
The talons. Who would want that from center field? Eagle?
Yeah, it's got to be horrifying in the moment. No, here's an eagle. It kills mammals.
I was fishing up in by Alaska, you could throw bait up in the air and the eagle would come down and grab it.
Really?
It was awesome.
That's cool. Got to be awesome.
You're running
to see.
Very long here, by the way, right?
PGA Championship hero Michael Block moved up 3,003 spots in the world rankings, climbing from 3,580 to 577 after tying for 15th on Sunday at Oak Hill. That's stuff you missed.
Wow. Anything from Brooks Koepka at all?
Nothing from...
Oh, it was the Panthers game last night.
With the trophy?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was cool.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
Having a really good day today, you.
You think so?
Yeah, I think your reason's been spot on.
Feel a little hoarse, though.
No, you're fine. Battle through it.
That's what we do.
No, we've already tried that.
What if I sound like that?
No. You're fine. We'll just turn your microphone up. Pneumonia? No big deal.
You get an iron lung on the
That's
air,
it.
So you'll be fine. Doesn't matter.
You said some nasty stuff today, though.
What do you mean?
I was going through Twitter. I don't need you. Like, there's a lot of nastiness.
Who said I
you
don't...
You said it.
You attacked me.
No,
and then
I
my response
you.
Was,
said
I don't...
You selfish.
That's attacking.
Oh, I was very excited to tell you about that. I was going to send you pictures of the mulch.
I'd like to see pictures
hours
of the mulch.
Hours and hours.
I would like to see
Schlepping
pictures.
Schlepping the flat tire on the wheelbarrow didn't
really?
Matter.
Really?
Yeah.
You didn't.
I gotta get better tools. I gotta get
juggling
better
your mulch right in your arms and bring it
I was
over.
Carrying just, it, yeah,
really?
Shirtless.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
With the man in the suit? Did he swing by?
No, man in the suit did not. I haven't seen him. He hasn't been on walking list. No, he's still around. No, he's still around.
You know he is?
Yeah. But I haven't seen him.
You don't know his name?
No.
But he's your neighbor.
Well, I'm not really familiar with many of the neighbors.
But really?
Yeah.
So you're one of those?
Not one of those. I mean, they do their thing. I do my thing.
But they're your neighbors. You wouldn't go over and bring them cookies when they move in? Or just knock on the door and say, well, welcome to the neighborhood. And my name is Rick?
No.
Nothing?
Mm-mm.
That seems very selfish.
No, I know the neighbor right to my right. I know them very well. Take care of the cats and stuff. Great relationship.
Okay.
And then a couple doors down.
All right. So you do know your neighbors.
Yeah, I know some of them.
All right. Yeah. So it's not like you're in your own little bunker there.
No. I'm probably going to get a lot of phone calls once they see this mulch, though. I'll tell you right now.
They want you to do their mulch?
This may be the last show I do.
That'd be unfortunate.
You wouldn't care.
I would. It's time for the daily D&R trivia question.
Today's All-American Ford trivia.
This is very exciting. Call the contest line right now, 888-987-ESPN. For your chance to qualify for a custom 2023 Ford Bronco. Did you get it yet, by the way?
Today.
Today. Oh, yep. This is exciting. And to win VIP access to the ESPN New York Beach Bash on June the 30th. Now, it's all brought to you by All American Ford Auto Group with huge locations throughout New Jersey, in Paramus, Hackensack, Old Bridge, and Point Pleasant. Head to ESPNNewYork.com for promotion rules and information. Again, the number 888-987-ESPN.
This is a big one.
I think yesterday's question more difficult than this question.
Well, I think yesterday, being the first question, we kind of wanted to get a feel for the capabilities of the caller, like retention-wise. We want to make it kind of difficult, though. I mean, you want the real loyal listeners that are locked in to...
Yeah, you have to listen to the early part of the show all the way through.
This isn't tickets.
You have a chance to win a car valued at how much money?
This is a brand new...
Tens of thousands.
Fully customized.
Yes.
Like, people are dying to buy this thing at the showroom.
And you get VIP access to the Beach Bash as well. Now, it makes sense to me. RJ Santillo is just reaching out. He said, the houses are just too far apart in Rick's neighborhood. He doesn't know them because he needs a telescope, in fact, to see them.
Well, think about his size.
Oh, so you think he's so little that...
Houses look so big, too much distance.
He walks in. It's like there's 60-foot ceilings.
Right.
Like, RJ, they're 10-foot ceilings.
That's what I said to him.
Really?
Yeah. He saw the shed. He's like, well, I was like, this is the shed, RJ.
Yeah.
Relax.
He thought it was an apartment.
Right.
All right, here we go. Peter in West Babylon. Peter, good morning.
Good morning. How's it going?
It's going great. It'll be going greater for you if, in fact, you get this question correct. Are you ready?
Oh, I'm ready.
Earlier on the show, Rick said I have a bad habit. What, in fact, is that bad habit?
It wasn't biting fingernails. That was you. I don't know.
Okay. That's unfortunate.
It's not overeating. Although it would look that way.
And you wonder why I get annoyed at you. What have I had today? I had a 100-calorie piece of pita bread on the way in.
Why would you have a piece of pita bread?
We're out of protein bars. No,
I stocked you up.
Protein bars?
I bought you protein bars.
Those have been gone for...
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, between Ben and I? Cherry eats them too?
Really?
Those have been gone for...
Ooh, I was feeding Cherry too. Huh?
Yeah, you really were. Mm. Yeah, like dangling cherries over her mouth.
Ooh.
Yeah, exactly. Very
hairy
nasty.
Cherries.
Very nasty of you. Let's go to JP in Massapequa. JP, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
We're well. We're anxious for your answer. Earlier in the show, it was I was outed for doing this bad habit. Do you know what that habit, in fact, would be?
Was it that you ask a question that nobody knows the answer to and then immediately look up the answer on the internet and ignore Rick?
No.
That's a bad habit. That's actually the habit I hate the most.
It's not a bad habit.
No, that's not the habit. We all knew that one. This is one that I outed him earlier in the show.
This is a new one, a revelation.
Apparently, I'm full of bad habits, and this is just a new one to the laundry list of all the habits that, in fact, I have.
Could be your nickname.
Let's go to Declan in Manhattan. Declan, good morning.
And he dropped.
Oh, boop.
That was the boop. That's not good. Philip in the Bronx. Philip, good morning to you.
Good morning, and I'm drawing a blank. I'm trying to reflect because I remember this. I should know this answer. Oh, my God.
All right. What do you think? What could it be?
I feel like it had something to do with RJ.
Hmm. Could be right.
I'm going to say that you have a bad habit of... I don't know. Dang.
All right.
Wow. That's the pressure.
This is not so easy.
You do have kind of a fetish thing for RJ, though. Some would say bad habit.
I'm not afraid to admit that I adore RJ. Let's go to Todd in Clifton. Todd, you're next up on a loser's row trying to win this prize here. Chance to win the Bronco and VIP access. Todd, earlier in the show, Rick said, ooh, that's a bad habit you have there. What's the bad habit?
Demeaning your kids, your family.
It's just a bad quality.
I didn't demean anybody. What did I demean?
It's just a dysfunction thing he has.
We're going off the rails here, by the way.
I thought this was an easy question.
This was easier than yesterday's, and it's taken longer than yesterday's. Andre in Queens. Andre, bad habit. What is it? Go.
Was it ignoring RJ?
Oh, my God.
Struggling. It is the struggle bus.
This is really dreadful. You know what it goes to show? People are not listening to the full 4 hours.
Well, I think they just get a little confused. Early on, it felt like we had it. And then, sideways.
Yeah, we kind of did.
And went sideways.
Let's go Joe in Lodi. Joe, good morning. What, in fact, is my bad habit, which Rick pointed out live on air?
Biting your fingernails?
Thank you, Joe. Thank you, Joe. Congratulations, Joe. We'll see you next Thursday, buddy. Oh, no.
Thank you.
Not next Thursday. We'll see you June 30th and next Thursday at the big tailgate.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Thank goodness.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Thanks for listening to the DPetro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
OTAs have begun. Of course, you're not going to see hide nor hair of Quinnen Williams because he's looking for a new contract. Again, some of the names that he's compared to: Aaron Donald gets $31.7 million average annual. He's not going to get that. Simmons with Tennessee gets 23.5. I think that's fair. Fully guaranteed money of 47.8. Dexter Lawrence is at 22.5. Like, he's somewhere in that range, right? But Simmons or Payne or Dexter Lawrence, I mean, I don't understand. It's like a draft slot, right? Guy's the fifth pick in the draft. You know what kind of money he's going to get because he's going to get between 4 and 6. It feels similar to what Quinnen Williams should get from the Jets.
Well, you feel like the outline is there, right? I mean, with Simmons and Dexter Lawrence being done, I think the question is, I mean, there is a gap between what Aaron Donald makes and everybody else.
And I think there should be.
Okay, so, I mean, you had said this, yesterday, that you think Quinnen Williams is the second best defensive tackle in the NFL?
I do.
Okay, so in his mind, he wants to be paid like the second best defensive tackle in the NFL.
So give the guy $24 million a year average annual and be done with it.
Yeah, well, I don't think it's that easy. I mean, I think there's things that I'm sure it's going to get done. I don't know how much this has to do with the restructuring of Aaron's deal and everything else. I mean, they're on the hook next year for, $107 million?
Yes, I think 108 maybe.
7 or 8, but it doesn't matter. It was over $100 million.
Which is insane.
But he is, I mean, he's vital to what they're trying to do.
The thing is, you don't want to, and again, if it gets done in a couple weeks, no big deal. You just don't want to start off on this bad foot of this is supposed to be a team that has a chance to win the whole thing. You don't want to start with your elite players being unhappy as the season is getting close to starting.
Well, you don't want distractions. And I think we all understand how important he is and how small your window to try to compete for a championship is going to be. And he's a homegrown player. One of the things the Jets haven't done well is, drafting players and getting them to their second deals. And this is one of those guys. It's a foundational piece that's done everything you've asked, right?
So he's awesome.
Now it's time to take care of him.
And look back over the last decade. How many guys, if you're a Jets fan, would you even want to consider bringing back for a second contract?
Well, I think that's been part of the problem. But I think you've identified.
So now you have one.
Now you have one. Take care of them.
Right.
Like, that's how it's supposed to work.
Exactly that.
Like, the guys that you draft and develop are the ones you're supposed to take care of.
Exactly that. So let's get this thing done.
I think it'll get done.
I'm not overly concerned about it. It's going to be a talking point until it gets done.
Of course, because that's really the one thing that hasn't been taken care of yet. Because you don't really know about the offensive line yet until you see it.
I was reading something yesterday that said that Mekhi Becton was angry at the Jets that he got hurt last year. Did you see that?
Really?
That because they
downplayed it?
No, he was at right tackle.
Well, yeah, because he wasn't a left tackle anymore.
And then it wouldn't have gotten hurt if, in fact, he was playing left tackle.
Well, he thinks he's a left tackle. And Robert Saleh said, well, go earn the spot. I still can't get over the fact that you don't get Davante Adams to the Jets doesn't make you excited.
No, I didn't say that.
You don't need him.
You don't.
Right, did the Packers need him last year? How were they? Pretty good?
I think the Jets receiving corps is better than the Packers.
Okay, but is he better than Alan Lazard?
Okay. But that's not the question.
Well, it is kind of.
No, it's not. Do the Chiefs need him? No.
I don't think the Chiefs are a great example.
The Jets receivers are good.
But Davante Adams is best.
I understand that, but they don't need him.
Does Aaron Rodgers need him?
It looked need?
I don't know. It looked like he could have used him last year to me.
I'm sure he could have used him, but I think the Jets receiving corps is head and shoulders better than what the Packers were last year.
Did the Packers have Alan Lazard?
Yeah.
Did they have Randall Cobb?
Randall Cobb?
Okay, I'm just saying.
Did they have Garrett Wilson?
They had Christian Watson and Romeo Doubs.
They're not Garrett Wilson. They had Mecole Hardman. What are you looking at me like that for?
Davante Adams would instantly be your best receiver.
I didn't say he wouldn't be. I'm saying when I look at the Jets receiving core, it's not in a position of need.
No, I don't think it's a position of need, but if all of a sudden, out of nowhere, he's upset in Vegas and wants to be a Jet and play with Aaron Rodgers again.
Right, we're splitting hairs here. Yes, if he was available and you could get him, would you want to get him? Of course. Do you need to reach out and say the finishing piece on this team would be Davante Adams? No, I think you're good enough. I'll tell you what. I think offensive line, it could be a need. I think there's...
Okay, let me ask you a question, though. So say offensive line is taken care of. Maybe it's not the best offensive line. It's not going to be the best offensive line in the NFL, but it's good. It's serviceable. And you're trying to win a Super Bowl now. And I told you, so I'm telling you before I ask you the question. Offensive line is good. Davante Adams doesn't give you a better chance to win a Super Bowl?
Of course he gives you a better chance
to win a Super Bowl. Isn't that what this is all about?
But it's not a need.
Well, that's fine. But, I mean, there's not...
So we're splitting hairs. You're saying it's a need. I'm saying it's not a need.
I'm not saying that it's a need. But I feel like any time you have the opportunity to get someone that's that good and you're trying to win a Super Bowl now, it's a nice to have. Like, you don't know what Aaron Rodgers is going to look like with Garrett Wilson. You have no idea.
Garrett Wilson looked good with Zach Wilson. If he can't look good with Aaron Rodgers,
Garrett Wilson really has a chance to be a star. Okay, but you have no idea. Davante Adams is already a star. Is he not?
So you're willing to give up? What are you willing to give up for Davante Adams now?
I mean, you're going to have to give up a first round pick.
You don't have next year's first round pick. So now what do you want to give up?
You'd have to go the year after's next round pick.
So now you're not going to have a first round pick for years. So you sure as hell better go out there and win.
Don't you have to anyway?
You need to, yeah.
You're going to have to anyway. It's not going to change anything.
I understand. All I'm saying is, I'm not saying I don't want him. He's not great. He wouldn't make you better. We're just differing on the word need. I don't think you need that.
Well, I'm not saying that you need him. I mean, I think the wide receivers you have are fine. But, I mean, you're talking a whole different level if you had a Davante Adams to the mix.
That'd be unbelievable.
You got Davante Adams. What wide receiving core is better than yours if you had a Davante Adams? I mean, Miami's is good.
Great. Waddle's awesome. Tyreek Hill.
Chargers is good.
All right, so let's just say that you can't get Davante Adams. Would you make a play for DeAndre Hopkins?
No.
So it's you need the elite.
Well, just
because
I already know I've seen it. Well, part of it is that I've seen it. Like, I need Aaron to be the best possible version of himself.
I'll tell you what.
But here's the thing, though. I feel like a lot of why we're letting last year slide is because we all think and hope that it's because he had the broken thumb. But maybe some of that, even if he had the broken thumb, would have been better if he had Davante Adams to throw to because it was actually someone he trusted.
I'm sure it would have.
Okay,
the guy is, if not the best receiver in football, a top three receiver in football.
He's,
Cooper Kupp, you know, put him, like, he
Justin
is
Jefferson.
Tyreek Hill. He is absolutely awesome. So I think any quarterback would be better with Davante Adams, don't you?
Cincinnati's wide receivers, too, on the list.
Chase and, T. Higgins. He'll be a giant one day, T. Higgins.
Maybe.
Along with Brandon Ayuk. We're going to bring them all in.
Well, so that's the perfect one. Did San Francisco necessarily need Christian McCaffrey? Need?
I think, no, they didn't need him.
They got him because they knew, a player at that level makes
you better.
Makes a difference.
Listen, if they bring Davante Adams in, they are way better.
It would be too much for me.
Well, you wouldn't be able to handle it.
I couldn't handle it. It'd be way.
You're already a little awkward to be around when we talk
Jets. It'd be too much. That guy couldn't even I'd have to do the show remote. I couldn't be in here. That'd be nasty.
Be nasty?
You
said you were going to defile Raymond's
turkey.
Thanksgiving turkey.
He's lucky that we're not playing him on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, but you're playing him week two.
Yeah, you're playing him week one.
How great would it be?
You soften him up.
How great would it be? We beat the crap out of him and you come in there and just finish off the job.
Yeah, and I'll bring in the turkey.
Yeah, and then you know,
bring in a turkey.
You know what? And we'll slam it on your head. He'll walk around with a turkey head
turkey
all day.
Head.
Yes, like in Friends.
So I'll defile it first and then put it on his head.
Yes.
That's gross.
Why?
Ray,
are you ready?
Yeah, sure.
All right, do your three stars.
Today's three stars. Number three.
I didn't go to sleep last night thinking that LeBron James would be the story, but we spent a lot of the show talking about his future and his legacy. But what do you guys think? One last time. Do you think LeBron James will be around next year?
Yes.
Be playing with Bronny.
Did you sleep by yourself last night or did you have a companion?
I don't need to answer
that.
Did you have
the warmth of a woman?
Did not need to answer that question.
Number two.
Learned a couple things about the music industry today. One, that Taylor Swift is a dirty Phillies fan, as Dave would put it.
Ugh.
And we learned the magical voice of Jelly Roll. This guy's name is Jelly Roll. Yes.
That's not like
number
that.
One.
Not
I learned something.
Name.
I'm gonna pull him up on Spotify when I get out of here.
He liked it.
How about that? We also learned of a very troubling bad habit from Dave Rothenberg.
You know what? I speak with my hands. They're visual weapons, is what they are.
They've got bitten nails on them as well.
You've known me for a decade.
Grotesque nails.
Yeah, I bite them a lot.
Ugh. It's a nervous tick at this point. It's not a nervous tick.
It's replacing the gambling. Raymond said,
"Master Mulcher."
Could have gone with that as well.
How does that not get a star? His bad, disgusting habit gets the first star. Me mulching
because
for hours yesterday.
I make the show move.
Because it made the drop.
Yeah. Master Mulcher?
You get to use that on Thursday.
There you go.
That's true.
Can I have it on Thursday, Raymond?
That's how I talk now?
Yeah, we'll get to hear that all week. It's Rule 76.
No excuses, playing a champion. It's DPH Rothenberg. And
feel better, RJ.
On 98.7 ESPN.
Give me all your money.
Thanks for listening to the DPH and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.